New job? Growing family? Need a change of scenery? When life gives you a reason to move, start with Open Door. Request a cash offer in minutes. No prep work or showings needed. Or list with us and test the market with the cash offer to fall back on. You choose. Sell your way at opendoor.com. That's opendoor.com. Terms and conditions apply. Open Door Brokerage, LLC and Open Door Brokerage in California, DRE 020-611-30.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the former Sinn Féin president, Gerry Adams, and 400 others could be in line for a payday from the taxpayer under plans to repeal the Legacy Act in the UK that would change legislation barring compensation to those who were interned without trial during the Troubles in the 1970s. We're joined by Austin Stack, son of murdered prison officer Brian Stack, and author of Justice for My Father, which is going to be released in March. Austin, your reaction to this news? Keir Starmer has said the government will look at every conceivable way to stop a payment to Gerry Adams. Do you have faith in this?
Good morning, Shane. Well, firstly, I don't have faith in it because it's the direct actions of Keir Starmer and the British government that have led to this situation by repealing that section of the Legacy Act. And, you know, they are leaving the door open because there has been a decision made in a court case in Northern Ireland, in the High Court of Northern Ireland, where that section of the Act was found to be not compatible with the European Human Rights Convention. Now, the British government had an appeal launched against that decision, but they have actually withdrawn that appeal. And essentially what has happened here is that the Secretary of State should have signed about 400 of these orders, and it was the junior minister signed them. And that's known as the Cartona principle. And it's done worldwide. Senior civil servants or junior ministers would actually take responsibility for decisions. But it's actually repugnant to victims, you know, that someone like Gerry Adams could be rewarded or profiteer on the blood of victims. And I will clarify what I'm saying by saying that this is not just Republicans, loyalists, people are lawyers, former lawyers, terrorists will benefit from this as well. But, you know, the Gerry Adams and his colleagues will say that, you know, human rights dictates that nobody should be locked up without trial. And, you know, while I essentially agree with that principle, we're talking about a very unusual situation.
It is unusual. And to be fair to Keir Starmer, the initial act, well, nobody in Northern Ireland wanted it. As you say, parts of it were found to be unlawful by the courts, and the Supreme Court also found that Gerry Adams, his detention was unlawful for reasons you've kind of outlined. I mean, is this just the nature of democracy that sometimes governments, if they play by the rules, sometimes have to do unpalatable things? And in this stage, they got it wrong. And unpalatable as it might be, it's better for them to do the right thing now, even if it is unpalatable.
Well, Shane, what I would say to you is that it has been everything that has happened in Northern Ireland in relation to the Good Friday Agreement and since in relation to human rights. There seems to be a hierarchy of human rights that it seems to victims that the human rights of the IRA, the human rights of Gerry Adams, the human rights of people who murdered 1,800 people on this island are more important than the human rights of, say, someone like my dad. Where was the human rights for my dad, who was shot in the back of the head as he walked down the street in Dublin, a completely innocent man? You know, where are the human rights there? The case, my father's case, wasn't investigated properly. We have an apology from the Garda Commissioner in relation to the fact that the case wasn't investigated. So human rights must be applied equally, right across the board. So what I'm saying to you is that in this particular instance, Keir Starmer is the author of his own downfall in this. He's repealing that act. Now, yes, the victims did not agree with many aspects of the Legacy Act. But what I will say is that the British government could and should appeal the decision of the High Court of Northern Ireland, because with the Cartona principle, they actually have a really good chance of success. But what Keir Starmer has done is he's basically thrown in the towel and basically given the IRA and the terrorists another win-win.
Okay, Austin, we do have to leave it there, but thank you indeed for talking to us as always, Austin Stack there, whose book Author of Justice for My Father will be released on the 13th of March.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.